Right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to my friends in the chat. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Melly Martin is on. JBC 2020 is on. Robin McGroin, the McGroin Nation. I've already seen Pops McGroin on. There's Pops McGroin right there. Prayer Works 2 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Dave Souders is on. Appreciate each and every one of you guys. Todd Supp is on. Moto WRN JBH. Luann 5 is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. Tammy L. Margritter is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Hans like Donovan, something like that. Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. Noodlin McGroin is on. McGroin Nation is here tonight.
Yeah,
Robin
baby.
McGroin, Texas Billy is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. Confederate is on. Sun Guns on. Sweaty's on. Rome Pierre 1 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Drummond for Jesus is on. Sean Hiltabidal is on. Airborne is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate each and every one of you on the podcast tonight. Now we're going to hop right to it. Just want to keep you updated like I did during COVID. This is day 23 of no interviews for the Democratic nominee for president. Day 23. 3 weeks and 2 days. Not one interview. When does that ever happen? For those of you that are above the age of 20, have you ever seen this before in any presidential election where you have a person from one of the two major parties running for president who doesn't do an interview? I mean, all she would do is get softball questions.
Yeah.
From, like we just saw there with Stephen Colbert and Caitlin Collins. Talking about, and notice how they laughed there? That was not a punchline.
Yeah.
In that pregame where you have Stephen Colbert interviewing Caitlin Collins, and they said, we know that you and CNN are trusted unbiased news source, and everybody laughs. That's a leftist audience laughing true. At that. It's not a right-wing audience. It's not a Trump rally laughing at that. They know how, and listen, if you know you're that corrupt, then why do you vote for the corruption?
Yeah.
If you know that your news source is corrupt, why on earth do you watch it? I don't pay attention to any news source that I know is corrupt.
Yep.
Even if they're conservative, I know they're corrupt and they're lying, I don't pay attention to them. And if a conservative did lie, I'd call him out on it.
Yep.
But again, that's just, you know, on the pregame stuff. But I was tempted to actually put that video in my Cabal Media section of the show, but I just decided to leave it in the pregame. But I couldn't help, you know, commenting about it. But Aaron actually said this. He goes, What is Caitlin Collins going to feel like when she's in the breadline?
Yeah.
Because you think that your collaboration, your cooperation is going to spare you from the results of the politicians that you support? You have lost your freaking mind, Caitlin Collins. You can support them all you want. My dollar becomes worthless. Guess whose millions of dollars become worthless?
Yep.
Yours.
Yep.
My thousands become worthless. Your millions become worthless. There you go. There's no line of delineation there. None whatsoever. My money's worthless, yours, yet you still go out and propagate for the people that are devaluing your own currency. And you love it that, and just for the sake of the show tonight, when I say things like disinformation, governance board, Ministry of Truth, what was the one from Nazi Party, Aaron? Ministry of Truth and Propaganda, I think.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. When I say those things tonight, because that's what's going on all over the globe right now, where you have these different ministries of truth, these disinformation governance boards, like in the European Union. European Union is larger than we are. 570 some odd million people live in the European Union, and they try Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment. Yeah. I knew you always find that for
yep.
me. That's it. That's Adolf Hitler's minute. Put it up for him one more time.
Oh,
Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment.
Public Enlightenment.
Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment. There you go. Ministry of Propaganda and Public Enlightenment. That's under Adolf Hitler. Keep that like source somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I ask you for that about once every 2 months.
That's
so
true.
I ask you for that. But anyway, see, when you see these ministries of propaganda, these ministries of truth, these disinformation governance boards, they tried to last night out of the European Union, tried to not allow Twitter to put on Twitter spaces with Trump and Elon.
Yeah.
Because they were going to lie in the middle of it. That's what they're going to say. So the very people that are the liars are going to police lying. And Caitlin Collins thinks that she will be somehow, she will never be bothered by this. She will be spared from the consequences of supporting liars who are now policing lying. I mean, does she? I mean, what if we do this all retroactively and go back and say, you know, we're going to prosecute or persecute or sue, whatever, all the people that lied over the last 4.5 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. When Caitlin Collins said that masking was science, that was not true. So she now is subject to her own laws.
Yeah.
She wants people banned, so she should be banned. She and many others on her network espouse the collusion hoax, the climate hoax, the masking hoax, the vax hoax, the COVID hoax, the COVID death rate hoax. The very purveyors of disinformation are now the ones wanting to police disinformation. And the people that think, well, yeah, I know that I'm spewing disinformation, but the people who are policing disinformation have the same political viewpoint so that I'll always be spared. How do you know you'll always be spared? When you finally want to cross them, or you do cross them, you think you'll be spared at that point? Ask all the people that have been raped, mugged, robbed, and killed by the very illegal migrants they wanted in the country. Were you spared? Were you spared from those policy initiatives?
Right.
You weren't spared. They broke into your house, they stole your car, and they raped your wife, just like they do everybody else. And people can say whatever they want. Oh, you're calling all, I didn't say they're all rapists. I will say this, they're all criminals.
Yep.
Every single illegal immigrant, child, who has a age of accountability, not a two-year-old, but right, an age of accountability, 11, 12-year-old child, everybody who knows that they are illegally crossing the border is a criminal and must be deported immediately.
Yep.
You notice how I never mince words? You're like, well, that's because, Tom, you have no political seat on the line. Well, that's the problem in this country. The problem in this country is when somebody has something to lose, they obfuscate the truth, including pastors and preachers. There's something's on the line, I'm going to close my church, because if I don't, even though I know it's against the Bible to close my church, whatever you bind is bound, whatever you loose is loose, you have a hedge of protection around you. He took up your infirmities and carried your diseases. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. One Bible verse after another, Psalm 103:3, Matthew 16, 19, Matthew 8, 17. You know what the Bible says, but yet it's not politically expedient for you to keep your church open, so you close it.
Yep.
And then when the next thing comes, whether it's bird flu, climate change, or monkeypox, what will you do then? All right, so let me get into this one. I'm going to just do one quick thing, then we're going to hop into some Kamala Harris and Tim Walz stuff. All right, Robbie Starbuck video. So the guy, and it's actually Jesse Waters' video from Fox News. So the guy who tried to assassinate Trump, get this now, was training at the same range as DHS. Now, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, under Alejandro Mayorkas, right?
Yep.
Remember, there was only three Secret Service, outside of Trump's detail, there was only three Secret Service agents at the Butler 713 rally.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was a what agent? An untrained idiot from the DHS who had there somehow procures agents, yeah, for security details when they're never trained in security at all.
Right.
So, but the Trump shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was training at the same range as DHS.
Hmm.
Oh, this is right wing. It's on Fox News.
Yeah.
And even was there within the same day as DHS training session. He's training at the same place? And was there on the same day they were training?
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, they would never try to pull this off. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they try to pull it off when you have Event 201?
Yep.
You have Event 201 told you what they're going to do every single time. They tell you what they're going to do every single time. There is, this October, another Event 201. It's not named that. It's a bird flu summit in Washington, D.C. It's coming up. It's going to happen. They will tell you what they're going to do. They're telling you right now, when you got Mark Elias and Perkins Coie traveling all over the country to set people free from voter suppression. You know what voter suppression is? Requiring ID to vote. You know how in order to get into a Kamala Harris rally, you know what you have to have? An ID. That's all verified. That's absolutely 100% indisputable. You have to have an ID to get into a rally, but not to vote for her or anybody else. So Mark Elias says that, you know, he's going around trying to set people free from voter suppression. So they're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you that the cheat is coming. I mean, you see Jamie Raskin calling on the 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, to not allow Trump to take office. They're telling you what they'll do. Like, oh, that's great, Aaron. You think I'm lying? There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Right here. Bird flu summit, it's coming.
Yep.
Bird flu summit has killed, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, or was it Robert W. Malone? Can't remember which.
Think bird Peter McCullough.
Was it? Yeah, because bird flu has killed nobody.
Yep.
Zero. Bird flu has killed, statistically speaking, zero people.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a bird flu summit. You know, you're like, well, yeah, you know, you can understand it because, you know, but it was different with COVID. No, it wasn't. COVID has a 0.1% death rate.
Yep.
0.1, not 1%. To this day, you're like, Tom, you say this all the time. It's beyond redundancy. You know what? This is my own ministry of truth and propaganda and public enlightenment.
That's right.
Okay, because still idiot conservatives are on Fox News saying COVID has less than 1% death rate. It has way less than 1%. 0.1%
right.
death rate. They still go 99% survival. No, 99.997% survival rate. That's what drives me absolutely crazy when people are not statistically accurate. All right, so the guy who tried to assassinate Trump was training at the same range as the DHS. Play for me, Heather.
Guys barely said a word about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. Thankfully, Congress is churning out new information to help the American people understand what happened. Records obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley show Thomas Crook's intense preparation in the months leading up to his assassination attempt. Turns out that Crooks first joined the Claritin Gun Club in August of last year, just a year ago, and then visited the range 43 times. Crooks even spent holidays at the shooting range, including Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween. And his parents didn't think this was strange. In 2024, he went to the range for target practice 3 to 6 times a month, almost exclusively training with rifles, not handguns, and made one final visit the day before shooting Trump. The shooting range was crawling with feds. Multiple local and federal law enforcement agencies trained at this facility, including the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees Secret Service. Crooks was training under federal law enforcement's nose. We're now seeing just how close they got to each other. Just 2 months before trying to kill Trump, Crooks was at the range within 24 hours of a Homeland Security office training session.
A lot of people would say there's no way. I mean, they would never do it. I told you these people are not smart. They're just full of zeal.
Yep.
They're zealous to be leftards, but they are not smart people. They wouldn't have this. If they were, you're like, Tom, are you calling this thing a conspiracy? Yeah, there's no conspiracy theories, and there's also no coincidences. Credit Steve Bannon. But you're like, there's no way they'd be stupid enough to, why wouldn't they be stupid enough to do it? Have you ever, I'm not going to deep dive into this. I don't have time. Have you ever looked into the collusion hoax? These are not smart people. They're right. Not smart people. Have you ever, if we had legitimate media and a legitimate national police force, we would not, 1/6 would already be would be exposed as the Fed's direction that it was. They're not smart people. I mean, come on. You look at 1/6 alone. You have Metro DC police officers that were caught on camera. We have it. We played the video. Caught on camera inciting violence and committing felonies.
Oh, yeah.
We have it. I mean, if you had a decent media, Christopher Wray says under oath, Christopher Wray's asked by Congressman Wiggins out of Louisiana, he's asked, did you have any FBI assets or undercovers inside of the Capitol dressed in Trump gear prior to the breach? He refuses to answer. If you actually had a legitimate media and an actual IG, Inspector General, over the FBI that won't lie, cheat, and steal for them and cover up for them, this would all already be exposed. We're not talking about Daniel Craig and James Bond here. These people are idiots. I mean, you watch the pregame with Tim Walz? That guy could be the second most powerful man on the planet. Do you see how he waves? Who waves like that as a grown 60-year-old man with his shirt up and his fat belly hanging out?
Ugh.
You know, some of us who have a fat belly, I'm one of them. You know what you don't do? You always make sure your fat belly doesn't show.
Correct.
You make sure your shirt's long enough that when you raise your hands, see, I'm raising my hands right now. Aaron's to my right. Aaron, yep. Can you see my fat belly?
Nope.
Can't see it. There you go. You know why? Because I wear a shirt long enough to make sure that Aaron and Heather can't see my fat belly.
Same.
Yep. My fish belly white, fat belly. You know, I want it covered.
Yeah.
Okay, not Tim Walz. And plus, he shakes hands. I'm sorry if this offends you. I take that back. I'm not sorry. He shakes hands like a gay man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
who
weird.
Shakes hands like that? And then bro hugs his wife. You know why he bro hugs his wife? Because his wife's his bro.
Yeah.
His wife's his bro, not his H. Go, Aaron.
Don't forget about his when they took the selfie with Kamala, and he's like,
yeah, he rocks it back. I wish I had the term a queer eye for the straight guy or whatever kind of stance that he's got going on there. So these people are not smart. They will train the person there. It's just like Perkins Coie has an FBI office in their DC office. Perkins Coie, you know how it all works. You had the DNC, the Hillary Clinton campaign, hires Perkins Coie and Mark Elias, who hires Fusion GPS, who hires Christopher Steele, who hires Igor Danchenko for the Steele dossier that the FBI spent $42 million investigating. $42 million. Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, is in their office. I mean, the FBI is in their office in D.C. to this day.
Yeah.
To this day, they're still there. They're too stupid. But if we don't have a legitimate media, and we're not in power, and it's all in D.C. where 98% of the people vote for Joe Biden. So we don't realize how much power we have, and we don't realize how much power we should have, and we don't realize how much power we don't have.
Yeah.
All right, onward here. Let's start off with Kamala Harris here. Owen Gregarian tweet. Kamala Harris is what I was talking about earlier. Panned for requiring ID to enter her Arizona rally after previously painting voter ID laws as racist. So it's racist if you have to present an ID to actually vote.
Yes.
But not racist at all to enter the arena where she's speaking.
Yes.
To enter a Kamala Harris rally. That's not racist. And people vote for this.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. People vote for this abject idiocy. Let me throw my favorite one in there. People vote for this abject, asinine idiocy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one, Heather. Believe it or not, this is a Harry Sisson video that we make fun of all the time.
Yeah.
Because he put this up to take Trump down, but I'm using the first 10 seconds of it to prove him completely wrong. Love this. Tim Walz just responded to MAGA Republicans. 10-second video. Play it for me.
These guys are even attacking me for my record of service. And I just want to say, I'm proud to serve my country, and I always will be.
All right, let's name all the times that Tim Walz's service has been attacked. Has anybody attacked his service? Again, this is just classic obfuscation, Potomac two-stepping. They're attacking my service. Nobody attacked your service. You know, it would be this. If I was attacking your service, I would be, you didn't shoot straight. You were late. You didn't get to the rank that you should have gotten to. You weren't the greatest soldier in the world. Nobody has said that about him at all. What we've attacked is him lying about his rank. Command Sergeant Major. He was a Master Sergeant, not a Command Sergeant Major. That's what's been attacked. Him saying that he carried weapons in war. That's what's been attacked. Him saying that he was on the tarmac in Bagram, Iraq, when it's Bagram, Afghanistan, watching a dead body be loaded onto a plane, and that affected him. That's what's been attacked. His service has never been attacked. His lies about his service has been attacked. It's just like COVID-19. Is there a virus? Yes, allegedly there's a virus. Nobody attacked that there's a virus.
Right.
I mean, some people don't believe that there was a virus. And you know what? I'm not 100% sure there was one either. I'm just telling you. Nobody attacked that there was a virus. Oh, you don't care that there's a virus? You're saying that there's not a virus? No, what I'm saying is, I am attacking your response to the virus.
Yep.
Not that there's a virus or not. I'm not attacking. It'd be like if Aaron rushed in here in a thunderstorm from his car, and he's got if he parks right close to the building, it's about a 15-yard run.
Yeah.
From his truck to the building. And there was a thunderstorm out there with lightning. And Aaron came in, and and Aaron's like, man, whoo, I survived. I survived. My 15-minute run, I survived. You're like, that's the same survival rate as COVID.
Correct.
Same chance of survival with COVID. But Aaron's going, I survived. And Tom, you're my boss and you're the pastor of this church. You should have all these mitigations to help me survive. And I said, Aaron, go blow it out your rectum. you're attacking thunderstorms? No, Aaron, I'm attacking your idiot reaction to thunderstorms.
Right.
See the big difference there? So let's delve deep into Tim Walzy here. Timpon. Or yeah. Tampax Tim.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Tampax Tim.
Yeah, there's Tampax Tim. There's Tampon Tim.
Yeah.
So Alex Video, Tim Walz set up a hotline to snitch on people violating his stay-at-home order. You know what? What you always got to realize is be not deceived. God is not mocked for whatsoever man sows that shall he also reap. A Nazi's going to Nazi. You're like, yeah, but he's a Minnesotan with strong ties to China.
Yeah.
With strong ties to Muslims with strong ties to Somalia, where he just changed the Minnesota flag to a Somalian flag.
Yeah.
Strong ties. He's not who he appears to be. A Nazi is going to Nazi. Sharia law is Nazism. He loves Sharia law. He meets regularly with a Muslim cleric who worships Hitler and celebrates 10/7/23.
Yeah.
The attack on Israel, the mass rape of women in Israel. But so a Nazi's going to Nazi. So back in COVID, he set up a snitch line. Who does that? Do Republicans do that?
No.
I live in a Republican state. You know, there was no snitch lines here.
No.
We can go around to every Republican state. And by the way, great numbers tonight. We told Facebook to shove it up their caboose.
Yep.
We're sick and tired of it. We got banned twice on Sunday.
Yep.
And we got banned on Monday. We're just putting up a link to Rumble. And we don't know if we're going to stick with it or not. We're going to try it, see how it is. But great numbers tonight. If you know people that watch us on Facebook, tell them, listen, anybody can get a Rumble app. I did it even without Aaron's help.
Yep.
I can download a Rumble app. That means literally if I can do it, anybody on the planet can do it. Because I don't know how to do anything. So I'm just letting you know. So here's Tim Pond. He sets up a hotline to snitch on people violating his stay-at-home order. Here's a recording of it. Play for me, Heather.
Hello, you have reached the Department of Public Safety stay-at-home hotline. The information you leave is considered public information. At the tone, please leave the following information: your name, your callback number, how the stay-at-home order is being violated, and where the stay-at-home order was violated. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
That's the United States of America.
That's crazy.
So the people who are saying, like Tim Pond, that he wants to protect a democracy, he wants to protect democracy by making us like the Soviet Union in like 1930s, 1940s Germany. We're going to protect democracy. So what you have to always understand is how they switch definitions of words. So democracy to them is forced vaccination, censorship of speech, reporting your neighbors, experimental therapies on the population, lopping and experimental therapies on children, killing millions and millions of children, and that is all democracy. So now that's their definition of democracy, is that. And if you attack that, you're attacking democracy because they've redefined democracy. So Tim's version of democracy, the democracy that he allegedly is defending, is where you snitch out your neighbors for, you give your name, your number, the violation, and where it occurred. That's what would that, and by the way, if you looked at that, that was from, is there any way for you guys to put that screen back on? All I need is a still from it. I want you, everybody, to see the date on the top left-hand corner of that. Right there. Look at 6-3-2022. 6-3-2022. This madness started in March of 2020. All of 2020. All of 2021. And halfway through 2022, you could still report your neighbors for their COVID violations.
Ugh.
Why? Because Tim's version of democracy is totalitarianism, where you snitch on your neighbors. Yeah, but we're doing it to save lives. Save lives from what? 0.1%. Not one of those snitch line people ever saw anybody die of COVID. Ever.
Nope.
Oh, yes, they did. Their grandmother was driven to the hospital. Yeah, filled with remdesivir and died of organ failure. Or had a ventilator jammed down her throat, which is a direct violation of any treatment to any sort of lung infection. You don't jam a ventilator down infected lungs.
Yeah.
You put ventilators down when somebody's going in for like kidney surgery or heart surgery where they have healthy lungs. You don't put a ventilator in inflamed mucus-filled lungs.
Yeah.
And so the people think people died of COVID. They didn't die of COVID. They died of, again, the reaction to COVID. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. Or am I at Paul Isopoulos? Okay, good. Thank you. I'm so glad you always know that. You're really quick with that. Paul A. Cipolla video, Governor Tim Walz. Not only did he have a snitch line, watch what happened if you dare violated their COVID curfew. Play for me.
And if you pay attention, you'll hear the police say, get in the house. You'll hear several commands, and then you'll hear, light them up. And then that's when you get the fire. We'll play it again.
Get your house down. Let's go.
Light them up.
Go inside now. Get in the house.
Get in.
And again, the asinine idiocy of all. By the way, that was Timpon talking right there. That was Tampax Tim talking about lighting them up. That was the governor of Minnesota. Twin Cities now under curfew. So I guess if you violated that, you could go to Timpon's curfew snitch line. This is COVID snitch line, right? So there's people on their porch. Explain to me exactly how this works. Why would you have to have a curfew for a respiratory virus? Or is it people using a respiratory virus as a vehicle to usher in the totalitarianism they really want under the moniker of democracy? Yeah. So there you are sitting on your porch because you violated. How does a curfew stop a respiratory virus? 0.06 to 0.14 microns. How does that stop it? So you stay inside where 78% of all COVID cases are caught in one's own home. And of course, that's where Timpon sends you. And if you don't get in there, they shoot you with paint guns. See, none of us in Florida saw any of this.
No.
And some of you are probably watching from some of these lockdown states. We never saw any of this crap. It's still, you're like, Tom, you still get all fired up. It was a long time ago. Because he'll do it again. If I saw actual repentance in people, I don't get fired up about their indiscretions and their failures.
Right.
There's no repentance. Timpon, he sits around all day long fantasizing about drinking horse sperm. I know I was going to try to keep it out of the show. Well, listen, when you're hospitalized for drinking horse sperm, it needs to be brought up over and over again. When you actually have to have an emergency stomach pump because you guzzled so much horse semen that you had to have your stomach pumped. Okay, you have an affinity for sperm. You do. I mean, if you sit there and you actually went through the effort of taking a bucket full of horse sperm. Aaron said it's a full gallon.
Yeah, it's a full gallon.
Okay. Right here, I believe, is a half a gallon. Ooh, horse sperm.
You'd have to drink two of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's all like dripping down your chin and everything else. And then you got to go to the emergency room. Sir, what's the matter? Horse sperm? You never heard that before. What do you mean horse sperm? In my belly. Yeah. I got my belly full of horse sperm. And he makes fun of a story that never even occurred with J.D. Vance about his couch.
Yeah.
Just making up this story about Hillbill having sex with a couch or something.
Yes.
That never was said. And he dared, imagine this. Okay, imagine this. I don't mean to be taking this long on Waltz. I can't get over Tim Waltz. Imagine having the audacity of knowing that you were hospitalized for guzzling horse sperm and you're going to make fun of somebody for a story that didn't exist about sex with a couch. If I had to pick which headline I'd rather have written about me is that I'd rather have sex with a couch than have drank a freaking gallon of horse sperm and have to be rushed to the emergency room to have some poor doctor stomach pump it out.
But we're weird.
Yeah, and we're weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so there you got, that's Timpon right there, shooting paint pellets at people who dared violate his COVID restrictions, all in the name of the democracy he's always trying to defend. All right, let's go to the next one. Brendan Carr, is that where we're at? All right, Brendan Carr, 2021, Vice President Harris agreed to lead the administration's $42 billion plan. Now, I want everybody to watch I want everybody to hear the effectiveness of this plan. They had a $42 billion. In other words, you and I, Heather's here, Aaron's here, I'm here, Talia's here, and Norma's here. There's five people in this room. We all paid these taxes. $42 billion. It's already paid. It was in 2021. $42 billion to extend internet to millions of people. Listen to how effective it was. Play for me, Heather.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr says the biggest issue is bureaucratic delays, and he joins us now. Brendan, good to see you. So explain, again, $42 billion, zero people connected. You say it's bureaucratic delays. Explain that for us.
Yeah, look, in 2021, Vice President Harris agreed to lead the administration's signature $42 billion plan to get millions of Americans connected to the internet. And as you note, 1,001 days later, not a single home or business has been connected. And in fact,
1,001 days later, not one single home has been or business has been outfitted with the internet.
I hate that.
$42 billion has been spent on it. And not one single business, individual, or household has been outfitted. And guess who ran the program? Cam Cam. Kamala Harris, she's the one who ran the program. $42 billion. That reminds me of Joe Biden's $8 billion plan to put in hundreds of thousands of dollars of electric car charging stations all around the United States. That was fully paid for. Where's this $42 billion? Where's that $8 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was paid for in 2021. You know how many of those electric car charging stations have been built? Seven.
Yeah.
Not 7,000. Not 70. Not 70,000. Seven. For $8 billion. How much you want to bet you can't get any of that money back? It's spent on other things. Because we are living in a culture of pure, unadulterated lies and corruption. Speaking of that, let's go to the next one here. Byron Donald's video. It has been 23 days since Kamala Harris was installed as the nominee for president for the Democratic Party. But that's not the point of this video. Here is, remember now, what do these people really want? They say they want democracy. Then why does Kamala Harris want socialized health care? Play for me, Heather.
It was a major pillar of her first presidential campaign and would force 150 million Americans onto government health insurance. Here's a flashback.
Access to affordable health care should not be a privilege. It should be a right.
You support the Medicare for All bill, I think, initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care, and you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company. Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been a vocal supporter of Medicare for All, co-sponsoring the bill with Senator Bernie Sanders in 2017 and campaigning on the platform in 2019. On the campaign trail, she called for the end to private insurance and more.
Who here would abolish their private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan?
Yeah.
All right.
She has advocated for Medicare for All with a 10-year phase-in period. This would add significantly to the nation's debt, costing $44 trillion, and that the 2019 plan would put everyone in this country on Medicare.
It would also cover folks that were non-citizens and undocumented workers as well. It was pretty expansive. We rely upon the existing Medicare program and would end private health insurance as we know it today.
I mean, this has been proven to be so effective around the world, hasn't it? Where you have 44,000 Canadians pouring across another border, northern border, because we have no wall, every single year to get medical care here. Because they already have this $44 trillion system, have a nationwide massive shortage of doctors. And one of the reasons why they even have a more extensive shortage of doctors is because they're dying of the number one cause of death in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is unknown. Doctors, I'm telling you, by the dozens are dropping dead in Canada because they're 6 to 10 times vaccinated. Because in order to keep your job in Canada, you want to keep your job, you got to get vaccinated. Just like Obama lied about, you want to keep your insurance, you can keep your insurance. So they already have this, and they already have it in the UK. Their medical services system, I'm trying to remember the name of it, it's a 3-letter acronym. It is an absolute cataclysmic disaster. You can't see a doctor there for a freaking year if you're lucky. If you're lucky. I knew a woman who attended this church whose husband had needed a knee reconstruction, actually needed a knee replacement. You know how long it takes to get a knee replacement in the United States from diagnoses to replacement? 1 month to 3 months. That's it. He was here waiting for years and couldn't get it. He couldn't get it because they didn't want to renounce their citizenship in Canada and try to become citizens here. And they couldn't afford to pay for it cash here. So he had to wait. The man couldn't walk for years. That's the system that they want in place. You know why? Because they get the gold standard plan in Congress, which, by the way, Republicans and Democratic senators and congressmen and women all voted in a gold bar, gold system, gold-plated system for themselves, where they are all immune from Obamacare, because that's what we're still under, is that disaster called Obamacare. They're still under that. And they all voted their way out of it. Why? They're constantly voting themselves raises. They vote themselves a gold-plated, non-governmental insurance plan themselves, paid for by the government.
Yep.
But they're not, they don't have to wait in any lines. It's still the government, but it's the government paying private health for them. But they want all of us on a $44 trillion Medicaid plan. That's what she wants. She herself is always spared from the repercussions of her own policies. But you and I would not be spared. Nobody would be spared. And for the idiot Democrats who vote for these people, why do you think it would suddenly work here when socialized medicine has never worked anywhere? Why do you think socialism will work here when it's never worked anywhere and only ended up in mass hundreds of millions of deaths, including from socialized medicine? People are dying all over Great Britain. They can't get in for a diagnosis. And when COVID came around, people were dying of the cancer they already had pre-COVID because they locked down their medical system. And this is their democracy? Is it, this is the democracy they're always trying to defend? What'd you send me, Aaron? 28th Amendment?
Yeah.
Congress shall pass no law, this is from Aaron, that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply. Oh, that's right. This is so good.
Yeah.
Equally to senators and representatives. So they leave that up. So they pass Obamacare. They pass Obamacare and then give themselves a gold-plated insurance plan paid for by you and me.
Yep.
They get the gold standard. It's actually called gold-plated. Bernie Sanders denied it on Fox News, but he knew it was true.
Yeah.
They vote in the crappy. Remember how horrible it was? How horrible. You know, they talk about, leave this up, Aaron. You know, they talk about last night, they were making fun of Twitter for crashing for a while. It wasn't crashing. It was a DDoS attack.
Yep.
Didn't crash. It was a DDoS attack. They do that with every Mike Lindell event.
Yep.
They DDoS attack it and shut it down. Aaron, what is a DDoS attack?
It's a denial of service. It basically just, it attacks their servers. You keep repeating like a ping to it to where the server
like a request?
Can't. Yeah. The server can't keep up and then it shuts down.
Okay. So it's just overwhelming the system.
Yep.
So they attack that. Do you remember when Obamacare came out? They spent, I'm trying to remember the number. I think it was $42 million on a website and it crashed immediately. And they talk about us. That was Obama. That was awesome. But they themselves, 28th Amendment, Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to them. So while you and I were something that I worked my way around it, Obamacare, because I had private insurance. But you know what? It just doubled in price. But other than that, it's fantastic. I remember talking to a relative of mine on the phone about it. She was talking about Obamacare. I'm like, it's horrible. And everybody who has it hates it. And she goes, well, at least you don't have it. And I said, yeah, I know. But my insurance still doubled in price.
Yeah.
Obamacare website cost, oh, my word. And it was right about there being a 40. How does a website ever cost that much?
I don't know.
$840
million. It's like money laundering.
For that website. That was like the bag of rivets that was held up by the congressman in front of the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah.
Explain to us how a bag of rivets that costs $90 at Home Depot costs you $90,000.
Yeah.
That was exactly what was happening. It was a bag of rivets. It's nothing. Cost the military $90. How does a website ever cost $840 million?
Yeah.
Aaron, what is the normal, like I'm talking about, if you had to set up a website for Apple. I know you've never, but you did run a web for a very large company. Yeah. Tell me how much it would cost from ground zero to build that website.
Probably like a couple hundred thousand.
So we'll just say 500 grand.
Yeah.
So instead of 500 grand, we'll say, since it's national, we'll say, you know what? Triple that. $1.5 million. $840 million they spent on that.
Yeah.
804, but close to $160 million shy of a billion.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Trump and Elon have a billion clicks.
Yeah.
As of earlier this day.
Correct.
A billion clicks on their Twitter spaces.
Twitter space, yeah.
Twitter spaces. All right, where the heck am I? Am I Simon Atiba?
Yes.
All right, Simon Atiba video. We're still on Waltz and Kamala. It's 9:44 and I have a lot more to get to. But anyway, I think this is my last one. This is my last one on Waltz and Kamala. Then we're gonna go on a tour of California.
Ooh.
You and I in California, we know that's where Kamala comes from.
Yep.
You know. There's so many things that I could use Kamala's name in, especially with horse semen. I'm not going to do it.
Just don't do it.
I promise that I would be better. I'm trying to be better. I want everybody to know, I don't cuss. I don't drop F words. I don't drop S words. I don't even drop D words. I don't even drop A words. But occasionally I fall to things like swallows well. I just can't help it. I mean, how do you ever get away from it? When you used to watch Alex Jones as much as I do, and he always says Eric swallows well. I mean, it just ends up in your the back of your head. It just ends up in your subconscious. So I can't help it. And now I can't. It's like a Jesse Smollett, whatever. I can't say. I can't even pronounce his name. It's Juicy Smouye.
Exactly.
It's like Eric swallows well. I can't. I don't even. You know. I don't even know. You know. I can't even pronounce his regular name anymore. It's just Eric swallows well. All right. So anyway, Simon Atiba video just in. CNN asks Harris Waltz campaign spokesman Adrian Elrod, strike one, why Harris can't do an interview today. This was from today, I believe. It's from, 9:38 this morning. 9:38 today, because she has nothing scheduled. They're following the Biden plan. Hide her. This is day 23, 3 weeks and two days for a presidential candidate from one of the two major parties not doing any interviews.
Yeah.
Zero interviews. From softballs, Vance is all over Sunday morning, he was all over all the leftard shows.
Yeah.
All of them. He was all over the leftard shows with Dana Bash. Remember Dana Bash talking about some sarcastic comment he made 3 years ago? Instead of actually talking about Dana Bash's husband who orchestrated the Hunter Biden laptops hoax? Through the CIA? That's her, Dana Bash, this major media contributor. Her husband, via the CIA, orchestrated the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation hoax. 51 former intel chiefs signed on to that crap, orchestrated by Dana Bash. That's who ran the last debate.
Yep.
You wonder why? I'm telling you, we are in a giant circle bleep symbiote, and you and I are not involved. Listen, I don't want to be part of their circle bleep or their symbiote, but you and I are not in there, but we are being run by it.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So Harris is like, Harris Waltz, why can't they do any interviews? They're not, they have nothing. Listen to their schedule. I may cut this video a little short, but listen to their schedule. Why can't they do an interview? Play it for me, Heather.
What's on the vice president's schedule today?
Well, she's traveling and talking to voters and getting her message out there to the American people, something that she's been doing from the very start of this campaign and something that she certainly did when she was President Biden's running mate as vice president. But look, you just mentioned the speech she's going to be giving in New York. Right.
I was asking about today, and I don't think she's got any campaign events on the schedule today, does she?
Well, she and Governor Walz have been traveling across the country. They hit nearly every battleground state last week. On the campaign trail, they raised $36 million within the first 24 hours of Governor Walz joining the ticket. And what she's going to be doing Friday is taking her economic message directly to the voters in North Carolina. I certainly don't want to get in front of exactly what she's going to say, but she's going to talk a little bit about how she's going to make sure that she's putting consumers first as part of her economic plan. She's going to take on corporate price gougers. She's going to take on junk fees. And that's something that, you know, John, she did when she was Attorney General of California. Something she continued to do as the United States Senator of California. So
All right. She's
going to be taking that message out to voters, and I look forward to seeing more of what she's going to say on Friday.
I think we all do, and I'll ask you more about that in just a second. The reason I was asking about today is because it seems like she has time, if she wanted, to do an interview with a member of the media or do a news conference, correct? There does appear to be that time if she wanted.
Well, look, she has said on the campaign trail that she would be doing an interview at some point. She said that, I think, last week during a rope line or when she was talking to reporters. But look, what is important here, John, is that she is taking her message directly to the American people. She hit a number of battleground states. I think we had 15,000 people in Detroit last week, 12,000 to 13,000 in Nevada. She's been taking her message to the voters and drawing large crowds. So she's actually having those direct conversations.
But not today. The whole thing is not today. She could do an interview today, I would think, you know, because she's not out there today.
Well, look, she's taking her message directly to voters. And just because she doesn't have anything, an interview schedule on her public schedule, doesn't mean that she's not taking her message directly to voters.
How's she taking her message directly to voters by not talking to voters?
Yeah.
I mean, she has no events planned, so how are you taking your message to voters? Is she doing some kind of Twitter spaces, which, by the way, Elon has invited her to do?
Yeah.
I wonder why she's not going on with Elon. Listen, Elon, I like Elon. I don't trust him, but I like him.
Yeah.
And he would softball her. He's nice. I mean, he talks slow. He's nice. I mean, he's got a giant brain. But, I mean, he would be nice.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she go on that? So I thought she was taking it directly to the voters. How do you take it directly to the voters when you're not talking to the voters? And here's something that Aaron said, and they constantly say this. yeah, she's willing to do it. She's willing to do an interview. Okay, 23 days later, you said that every day for 23 days and multiple times per day. So let's just times it by two. 66 times you said you're willing to do an interview, but you never actually do one. And Aaron said this too. I'll debate Trump anytime. Trump has said, here's the three debates. One September 7th, one's 10th, one's the 22nd, something like that. Three debates in September.
Yep.
And she won't commit to them. And I mean, two of them are on left-hard channels. Only one of them's on what we'd call maybe a moderate channel, which is Fox News, which is plenty left-hard in and of itself with Paul Ryan on the board.
Right.
All right, so I saw Fedora the Explorer. I didn't see you on earlier, Fedora. Got you now. She's talking about California and how it's been ruined. Well, you know what? We're going on a trip to California. I got a bug on my sheets. So we're going to go to Cal. We're going to take a trip to California right now. Talking about Gavin Newsom. Got Gavin involved here, of course, who I believe still is going to be the Democratic nominee. By the way, I'm not super serious about that. But since I committed to it, I'm committed. I mean, if he's not after the convention, then I will come out and say the vaunted three words that no COVID-caving pastor, no COVID-caving conservative ever says I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I'll say it. Go, Aaron.
I was going to say, it actually reminds me of the 1968 DNC convention in Chicago when LBJ dropped out. Hubert Humphrey was the VP. He was going to take over, and everybody wanted McCarthy. So it's kind of like the same thing. We don't know what's going to happen. There might be DNC riots. It's in Chicago again, so
that's right.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't know, and I'm telling you right now, excuse me, Kamala is a trial balloon.
Yeah.
Everybody hates her, including every Democrat hates Kamala Harris.
That's true.
So they all hate her. They're buying influencers, and they're buying people to come to her rallies and do all those things. But they all hate her. So if she starts to tank in the polls, or we have some sort of economic collapse, they're going to go to Newsom, or they're going to go to Hillary.
Yeah.
But I'm banking on Newsom because that's what I've said from day one. I mean, we were right the whole time, and you were all right too. It wasn't some great prophetical message, but. That Joe Biden, I mean, look at the guy. Like, he's going to, like anybody couldn't predict he wasn't going to make his 4 years. We all knew that.
Right.
But
right.
I'm just saying, I thought it'd be Newsom. So let's go to where all these people come from. Where do they all come from? Now, Biden, I know, comes from Delaware. He calls himself Scranton Joe from Jersey, but then he says Delaware too. But anyway, but where do most of these people come from? With Swallows Well, California, Gavin Newsom, California, and Aaron, when I forget him, name him, Nancy Pelosi, California. Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy driver for 20 years, and then you had the Chinese sexual relationship with Swallows Well with Fang for a year or so. So, and then of course Kamala Harris comes from California. Adam Schiff comes from California. Downtown Willie Brown comes from California, and most of them were former mayors of San Francisco.
Yep.
Most of them are former mayors of San Francisco. London Breed now, for mayor of San Francisco. Watch, she'll be the next AG or whatever, you know, for the state of California. So, and here, by the way, just for pure transparency, I was born in California, Redondo Beach, LA, 1968. So there's a part of me that loves California. I mm-hmm. do. I will tell you this. If you ever, now I wouldn't want to travel there because if I say the wrong thing, I'll be arrested for wrong pronouns or something.
Yeah.
But, it is the most beautiful state. I mean, it is unbelievable. You can ski and go to the beach on the same day. Go, Aaron.
Javier Becerra is also from there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you get more. Yeah, Baccaria. Yeah. That's Baccaria.
Baccaria.
Pronounce it correctly.
Aaron. Okay,
Baccaria.
Sorry.
Javier Becerra.
Yeah.
We all know that. All right, so anyway, lives a TikTok video. While Gavin Newsom's California finance department, get this now, is opposing a California bill. So Gavin Newsom, when it's Gavin Newsom's finance department, that's Gavin Newsom trying to obfuscate, trying to hide his actual opinion, his actual stance by dumping it on his finance department. Gavin Newsom's finance department is opposing a California bill that would make buying children for sex a felony. So right now, buying children for sex is not a felony in the state of California. You're like, well, if you go back to Gavin Newsom partnering with Congressman Wiener from California, where they lowered the forcible sodomy laws, the forcible sodomy penalties for anybody who's of any age raping a 14-year-old, sodomizing a 14-year-old, they lowered the criminal penalties for that. They also lowered the criminal penalties for knowingly giving somebody AIDS. Well, of course, Wiener himself, Scott Wiener, or is it Scott? I think it's Scott Wiener. Scott Wiener.
Yeah.
He himself is a flaming homosexual. So he makes sure sodomy laws benefit him.
Yep.
he makes sure that purposely giving somebody AIDS, making sure lowering the criminal penalties for doing so benefits his homosexual community. And Gavin Newsom, whose wife is just the most fervent, adamant, lopping off of children's testicles person on the planet. That is her number one goal in life. You look it up. Gavin Newsom's wife loves trans surgeries for kids. She loves a 17-year-old boy with his little penis getting that bad boy lopped off. She loves it. She loves to have hysterectomies for 14-year-old girls. She loves it. That's who Gavin Newsom's wife is.
Yep.
And him being the cuck boy he is, he himself is exactly like her. It's like a sexual perversion, stealing this from Alex Jones. They're like, you know what? I can't sleep with them. I can't rape them. But you know what? I can lop off their sex organs.
Yeah.
Tim Walz is the exact same way. But Gavin Newsom is opposing a California bill that would make buying children. Why is this a discussion? Why does this have to be a bill? Buying children for sex has to be bumped up to a felony in California? Why is this a discussion? I said the same thing about the Olympics. Why are we having a discussion about whether it's ethical for a man to be in a boxing match with a woman and beating the living crap out of her face?
Yeah.
Why is this even a discussion? Because the leftards have made it a discussion, and the cowardly people on the right who don't want to offend anybody allow it to become a discussion. Because of, why does he not want this to be bumped up to a felony? Because it's going to cost a lot of money. Mm. How will it cost a lot of money? I don't even understand that. But here's the news report out of NBC in California. Play it for me.
This proposal to ramp up the penalties for child sex buyers is known as SB 1414, and it is still working its way through the state's lawmaking process, but not without some debate. So today, the Assembly's powerful Appropriations Committee held a brief hearing on the bill before placing the proposal on what's known as the suspense file. This is basically a list of bills that are expected to cost the state a significant amount of money. And next week, lawmakers will decide if the bills on that list pass or die without public discussion. But in today's discussion, Governor Newsom's Department of Finance said right off the bat, the intentions of this bill are good, but strictly for money reasons, it's against SB 1414 because it will cost the state a lot and increase California's prison population. The governor himself, though, has said he supports this bill. The author of the proposal, State Senator Shannon Grove, said people who buy children for sex need to be behind bars.
That was an absurd argument. To say that it's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to lock these individuals up that buy children for sex, and it would roll back their prison exodus that they've been letting people out of prison, is ridiculous. If you look
at why is prison cost even a discussion? We're talking about people who are buying 7-year-old girls to have sex with them. We're talking about, I mean, why is this even a discussion? Why is Gavin Newsom so concerned about costs all of a sudden when he spent $1 trillion on COVID alone?
Yep.
Why is suddenly he concerned about costs when his own state is billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt from COVID and climate mitigations that for a problem that doesn't even exist, but for a problem that actually exists where you have an illegal sex trade for children, you're concerned suddenly about the costs of that? You know why he is? Because he knows that the hyper-leftist gay community, transgender community, votes for him. And this has to do with illegals. Because most of the kids being trafficked are illegals. And most of the people that are trafficking them are illegals. And he gets their votes because in California, you get a driver's license. Just like in Texas, when you cross the border, you get a Social Security card. And you have all you have to do to vote in the state of Texas is that the last four of a Social Security card, last four digits of a Social Security number. That's all you have to vote in the state of Texas. As of 4 months ago, they'd already registered 250,000 people. That's who he's pandering to in California. Is his voting base. He knows, I don't want to torque off the sex traffickers.
Right.
Because I get hundreds of thousands of votes from these people, false or real, I get their votes. So he would rather a girl be sodomized who's 9 years old so that Gavin gets votes. Maybe he can get his next whitening treatment for his teeth. That's all he cares about is himself. I mean, imagine that. So he's saying that the reason why I'm against this is because it'll cost money. How does he ever get elected? How do you leftards, and I know there's not many watching right now, but how do you leftards actually vote for somebody who is in favor of child rape instead of, you know what, I'll go ahead and pay for the imprisonment of the rapist. I don't want to pay for the imprisonment of the rapist, so I'm going to allow child rape. Sounds like Tim Walz, doesn't it? Remember the $250 million COVID scheme in his own state where he had hucksters from Somalia? Remember, that's now the state flag in Minnesota is the Somalian flag.
Yep.
He had hucksters there, $250 million COVID scam. And when he shut it down, found out about it. Tim Pond found out about it, shut it down. They started calling him racist, so he opened it back up. So he would rather be a fraudster getting votes than a non-fraudster who might, or instead of being an honest man who maybe loses out on some votes.
Right.
Gavin Newsom takes up to a whole nother level, He would rather be somebody who allows child rape than lose votes. He would rather allow multiple of his potential voters to rape kids so that he gets their votes. Instead of being an honest man and say, you know what, I'm shutting down child rape. Shutting it down, and that may mean I lose some votes. That's who the left is. How do you leftards vote for these disgusting human beings? Insurrection Barbie video. Listen to California Senator Susan Eggman leave the Democratic Party because she's tired of people buying little girls. State of California. This isn't a third world country. I'm not talking about Lebanon. I'm not talking about Botswana. I'm talking about freaking LA, California, right here. Play for me, Heather.
I'm done. I'm done with us protecting people who would buy and abuse our children. I'm done. I don't want to send more black and brown men to prison. I don't want more people in prison, but I don't want people buying girls. I don't want people buying little girls anymore. And I'm tired of saying it's okay and that we have to protect the men who do it. As a mental health professional and as a social worker, I can tell you I've spent my entire career working with people who have been wounded. I'm not going to say beyond repair, but they have been wounded to their core by the abuse that's been heaped on them, oftentimes by those that they love and look to protect them. And if their parents won't do it, then by God, we should. Again, I am not arguing that we open the gates to flood our prisons with people, but I am arguing that we have a moral responsibility to say enough, enough. We have given away enough on this area, and we've got to move back into the center, or we all look like fools.
One.
If you have people buying children for sex, again, why is this a discussion? She even says this obfuscates a little bit, but you know she's been a Democrat a long time, so obfuscation is her lifestyle. But why is it even a discussion? I don't want to flood our children. If it's flood our prisons with new prisoners, if they're child rapists and child sex traffickers, then you should flood your prisons. Why is this even a discussion?
I know.
This is the state of California where all the Democrat, the lead Democrats come from. Swallowswell, Schiff, Pelosi, Harris, Kamala Harris. They all come from here. All of them do. What were the other ones you gave me? Ted Lieu comes from there. Kevin McCarthy comes from there. Maxine Waters comes from there. Why have they not shut down buying children for sex?
Yeah.
So in California right now, I guess it's a misdemeanor crime if you want to peddle an 8-year-old for sex. Look at this story. Alex Jones video. Exclusive. Former Border Patrol agent reveals child sex trafficking is why he quit. Play for me, Heather.
I have on the screen here a little girl, and I think this captures exactly what you're talking about. And if I remember correctly, this is a little girl that you found when you were a Border Patrol agent, and this is the reason you quit, actually. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. So this was in the city of Roma, and a tactic that the smugglers use is they'll drop off UACs or juveniles so that the rest of the group can get away. On the Roma Bluffs, they were scaling the Roma Bluffs, and this little girl was on the back of one of the large gentlemen in the group. So as I was running up the bluffs, I approached them really close on the blacktop, and that's when he decided to throw the little girl into the street to try to get away from me. So, of course, the little girl was screaming and hysterical. And so I picked her up. She immediately stopped crying. I took her back to my kilo unit, my truck, and gave her some snacks and water and whatnot. And then Roma Police Department, which assists the Border Patrol in that area, So much so. We couldn't do our job without Roma PD. And they caught a few of the members of that group. And then so the other agent called me over and I went over there and they claimed that that girl was theirs. They showed false documents. I couldn't break them, meaning that I couldn't get them to state that they were false documents. And so I had to let her go. And
so you were handing her over to people who you knew in your heart were not her real family.
Correct.
And why did that bother you so much? You gave up everything.
Because I was her last hope. I was her last hope before being killed by rape. Whether she's going to go into a life of sex trafficking, labor trafficking, or if she's going to be recycled.
One.
So it is the policy of Alejandro Mayorkas and the CBP to hand over little girls like this. There she is. Who knows where she is now? No idea. She was with people who dropped her on a highway. They're running from CBP. Leave her on the highway. And remember, Aaron and I chronicled the story of a girl her age. This is a six-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And it was a six-year-old girl that we chronicled. Different girl. Six-year-old girl found with 53, speaking of semen, 53 different specimens of semen in her body at the border. Under the Biden administration, baby! And then, again, these are the people who say they're purveyors of democracy, just like they say that they are compassionate towards children, that they are advocates for children, the very ones that they'll abort in the womb up to the moment of birth or even after birth if it was up to them. It's like they're aborting all of these kids. So their policy is they these guys, these children, come in with unverifiable family members, that all strangely look like coyote cartel members, but they're all uncle this and uncle that. No, all military age men, no women around them. But so lo and behold, they're all these military age cartel members that all the Border Patrol is supposed to act like and pretend that they're actually family members. So this guy's like, you know what? I'm done. I can't keep handing over kids to a life of rape. He even said killed by rape because you kill these kids raping them. But that's perfectly fine when you love to sacrifice kids on the altar of Moloch. Yeah. You're perfectly fine with it. You're a Bohemian Grove guy. You're perfectly fine with it. It's who these people are with their weird John Podesta art in the middle of their house of child sacrifices. You believe it's all just coincidence? There are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences, Steve Bannon. So he quits his job. He's finished because he can't knowingly hand off this poor kid to be raped for the rest of her life or just raped while she's 6, 7, 8, 9 until she's no longer attracted to pedophiles and they just slit her throat with all the Aaron calculated numbers. Millions of kids that just disappear off the globe every year.
Yeah.
Gone. And now she's one of them. Who knows where she is? What, is she one of the 85,000 that Alejandro Mayorkas has lost? I don't know if this was under Mayorkas, I want to say, because I don't know when he resigned. So I don't want to blame Mayorkas. It may have been before Mayorkas. I don't know. It may have been in the Trump administration. I don't even know. But this is the policy at the border. It is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous behavior. We certainly know that whatever was going on in Trump is 1,000 times worse now.
Yeah.
15,000 illegals a day crossing our border. No, Tom. According to Karine Jean-Pierre, they've cut that in half. No, they just simply stopped counting 7,500 of them a day. That's all they've done. They stopped counting them. They just redistribute them, whether it's flying them into the country on Biden flights, or they just send them through the port of entry in Mexico and don't deem them as illegal. They just stop counting them, just like they do with the crime stats. Crime is down 12% in this country, according to the Biden administration. Well, 44% of crime is no longer reported. So how is it down 12%? It's actually, that would mean it's up 37%.
Right.
No, it's wrong. 12%. So 12, 44. So 32%.
Yeah, 32.
It's actually up 32%. It's not down 12%. And isn't that what everybody's seeing? It's amazing they stand at podiums like this and they will lie to your face and tell you, the economy's great. Crime is down. Everybody knows the economy sucks and the crime is way up. But this poor girl could have been saved if it wasn't for the CBP policy, the DHS policy. But instead, a lifetime of rape or labor or probably what? Both. All right, let's go to the next one. Am I at End Wokeness? End Wokeness video. Biden and border czar Harris created a phone app so that they could traffic more children into the country. Play for me.
The Biden-Harris administration is gaslighting you, the American people, when it comes to the security of our southern border and the amount of illegal aliens entering the United States. They're mass importing as many aliens as possible, but they're illegally using methods to prevent the American people from knowing just how many aliens are actually entering the country. President Biden, Border Czar Vice President Harris, and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas have used a phone app called CBP1 to help illegal aliens get fast pass entry into the United States. Longstanding federal law requires aliens to have a visa before traveling to the United States. They have to take a number of steps before they can come, including filling out a detailed application, completing an interview with a consular officer, getting a medical exam, proving they can support themselves, and other critical vetting steps. But the CBP1 app gets rid of all of that. No visa, no problem. Instead, illegal aliens from across the globe are encouraged to download an app and head near a port of entry, schedule an appointment, and then go to the port of entry even though they don't have visas and the law forbids their entry into the United States. No visa, no problem. The aliens don't even have to try to cross the border illegally. The Biden-Harris administration lets them in the front door. Essentially, the Biden-Harris administration created its own immigration system, a fast pass for illegals on a phone app. Even though there is no law that permits it, the CBP1 app lets aliens enter basic information about themselves and submit a picture. It's like a dating app for immigration, except DHS almost always swipes right. DHS consistently approves over 95% of applicants through the CBP1 app each month. Since January 2023, 680,500 aliens have been processed through the app. 41,800 aliens were processed in June 2024 alone, and those who enter using the CBP1 app are not counted in the U.S. Border Patrol encounter statistics. For the Biden-Harris administration, no visa, no problem.
Now, you saw that last part, right? The last part was none of these people that are going through the app, which basically, let's just sum it up, and for ease of conversation, the app makes you legal before you're legal.
Yeah.
It's just all you have to do is go on the app and that makes you legally allowed to enter the United States of America because it's not your 95% approved on the CB1 app. And in June alone, you think that I'm off on my numbers? June alone, this is just the app. 41,000 people illegally crossed the United States of America, approved through the app, given their social security number. So they can now vote. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. It's absolutely freaking true. Google it yourself. Even Google can't hide it. It's in the state of Texas. And if they don't get a last four, all they have to do is get a driver's license in the state of California to vote. And everybody gets a driver's license in the state of California. And so, and if you notice, nobody on the CBP, on CP1, on the CP1 app, where 41,000 alone in the month of June illegally crossed through the border via the app, nobody on the app that uses the app is counted as an illegal invader. It's not even counted as a migrant. So how do they cut their numbers in half? Stop counting half their numbers. That's what they do. It's just like when they talk about employment numbers. They're all fake. You believe there's 3% unemployment? Do you really believe that? It's 3% out of the people that are still trying. You start off with 1 million people looking for a job. 800,000 quit. So you got 200,000 that are left and 100,000, or most of those out of the 200,000 find a job, only 3%. No, you had 800,000 already quit. Just because they had 197,000 jobs out of 1 million? Think about the numbers for a minute. This is how they get you to wear masks. It's how they get you to buy an electric vehicle. It's all bold-faced, asinine lying. It's what it is. So just think about it. You got 1 million people looking for a job. 800,000 give up, so you got 200,000 looking for a job. 197,000 out of that 200,000 find a job. So there's only 3% unemployment. That's what they do.
Yep.
That made sense, right, Aaron?
Yep.
That's what they do. And this, I can't believe that Christians and churches listen to these asinine idiots. I really can't. It blows my mind how somebody who allegedly has a connection with the Holy Ghost listens to demonic liars. Unbelievable to me. Right, look at this Gateway Pundit pick. Horror, illegal, alien ferried into U.S. by Kamala Harris, rapes 10-year-old boy twice in Mississippi. Go to the next one for me. I'm trying to blow through these quick. Bill Malugin tweet, scoop. I'm just showing you the repercussions of the barter, the border czar's behavior, the border czar's policies. Kamala Harris. Per law enforcement sources this morning, ICE Boston found and arrested the Haitian migrant who was released on $500 bail in June after being charged with raping a 15-year-old girl. So you can get out of jail for $500 after you rape a 15-year-old. Jeez. Remember that? Now, remember, this is in Boston, where they actually refused to obey an ICE detainer. They just released her. Just released him after he raped a 15-year-old girl at a migrant hotel. He flew into the U.S., can we all guess? Via CP1, the Biden app on his mass parole program. Flew into the United States on the, what's it called again? Make sure I get the name right. I lost it. CP1 app. CP1 app. 95% approval. Came in and raped the girl. And they always say, there's no evidence that the crime has gone up because of migrants. That's because they're not reporting half crime anymore. Let's go to the next one. Recall Katie Hobbs' tweet. Exclusive outrage at Kamala Harris as pedophile brutally raped and murdered 8-year-old girl. Set to go free thanks to woke California juvenile justice law VP authored, where she lied to have mass paroled illegals all the time.
Yeah.
Kamala wrote into her bill that child, now what she does in California, she'll do it in the United States if she's president. Kamala wrote it into her bill that the child rape and human trafficking be classified as a nonviolent crime. So you know how you lower nonviolent crime? No longer call violent crime violent. I just solved all the problems.
Oh my God.
Amazing, isn't it? That's Kamala Harris for you. All right, go to the next one for me. Daily Mail, just showing everybody. Muslim abuser who didn't know that sex with a girl of 13 was illegal is spared jail. That's in the UK. And I have a whole UK expose that I won't get to tonight, obviously. All right, that's good. That's good, I think. Yeah, that's good for tonight. All right, 17 minutes overtime. Rumble Rants, text Billy $50. Thank you. Bill, love you, brother. Nude Monk, $20, always coming through for me. Tammy Margrader, $10. The producer of the podcast, Aaron Yeager, $10. Thank you, guys. Love you. Listen, stick around for the post game. I will tell you this. It is bookended unbelievable. First video, great.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stick around for the dog one. The dog one is the last one because, you know, all during the podcast, I kind of tear you down a little bit. And there in the post game, I want to build you back up. So you got to stick around for the last one. Don't ever be torn down. We are going to win. Yeah. We're going to win. God is on our side. We're going to win. Just say hey to the chat real quick. SCW Ratcliffe 1965. Jules 21 hours is on. Lynn and Jeff is on. Waterline 46 is on. Regina loves art. Nude Monk. Fedora the Explorer. She says, it's a miracle, girl. You're a miracle, girl. Love you. Pops McGroin. Fedora comes to church here. Pops McGroin is on. Love you, McGroin Nation. Listen, ever since the McGroin Nation has invaded the TLP, I love your invasion. I don't like the southern border invasion, but I'll always take a McGroin invasion. Love it. You guys have popped our numbers big time. I love you guys. Stick around for the post game. I'll be chatting in the chat during the post game. Everybody comment. Tell me, you know, say whatever you want to say. I'll be on there watching purely in the chat, not doing anything else. But stick around for the post game. It's short, but it's awesome. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9:00. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day, for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.